Hi. It is the 15th of November, 2018. Today we have the Magician and the Emperor. Superpower couple. What a team. The visionary genius magician, number one of the major arcana and studied in previous posts, pulls his or her inspiration, ideas, and plans from the sky, or so he makes it seem, as he holds his wand aloft like a lightning rod. The small table before him is laid with the tools of his trade. The elements, or rather the talismans representing the elements, a cup, a coin, a sword, and a staff, water, earth, air, and fire. The small table is almost overgrown with lush green, and red roses and white lilies are in full bloom. The quicksilver planet Mercury rules the magician. By the time you blink, he's turned that branch into a snake, the water to wine, and the sword into a rope. He's that good. Make your magic, says the emperor, but make it for me. The white-haired, stoic old emperor eyes the younger magician from where he sits. The Morgan Greer card shows an uncannily similar landscape. Both the magician and emperor are under yellow sunny skies, and a tall, curving castle wall surrounds and protects the magician who works away in his secret garden. The emperor's is a time-lapse image. The castle walls have deteriorated and the parapets have worn away, and now we're looking at an old emperor seated on his throne at the bottom of a deep canyon. We see the jagged tops of the eroded castle walls, and although he casually throws one leg over the other, his knee probably hurts, and the golden staff he holds in his right hand these days, he probably needs just to walk. I notice the tip of his sword, held in his left hand but pointed downward, is caught up in a bit of his royal robe on the floor. If he gets up, he may very well trip and fall. He's getting old, this emperor. Yet he still stuffs himself into a golden breastplate he had made back in his knighthood from a mold of his glorious six-pack abs. Just as well. This is the archetypical card of Dad, and nobody likes to see Dad get old. In olden times, only royalty retained magicians and astrologers as consultants, and they all did, and still do. This is that. The point is that this old emperor appreciates and needs the talents of this magician, and perhaps is even reminded of and is missing his or her younger self, when they too had the touch. Now this young hotshot is number one. The young magician's cape and hood are bright red. The emperor's own red cape has aged and mellowed to a darker wine color. There is nothing green in the emperor's dry brown garden, although a small blue stream runs through the scene, passing him by. The emperor has seen better days, but finishes at number four of the major arcana. He can be proud of his long reign, and he is. But he is inspired by this new young wizard. In Dalí's deck, the artist paints himself as the magician. So on the other hand, this pair could represent an old magician who is so afraid of losing his touch, he may not even be inspired to pick up the old wand much anymore. But this young magician, Or, your dad's manipulating stuff from the other side again. Have a good day. Bye.